is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Take a stand, everybody.
Off the Record with Chivago is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, Iraq Banking Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow, channel 612. Well, I know that there is continuing mourning in the country, discussions in the country in relation to the passing of Obi Bilchikum, the Minister of Social Services and a Member of Parliament for Western Bimini. I know that people are beginning even to launch into questions about the next by-election. I should not take that issue up this week at all, not even close. But it is an issue that should be visited at least at some point. I have no appetite for it today. I have no appetite for it this week. I think that there should be a great deal of regard given to the continuing sobriety around the passing of a minister, and enough opportunity for people to, family members and friends and colleagues and others to take that all in and do the necessary grieving that has to be done, even though grieving takes a long time. And I just think that this is not the time. And so don't call me about it. Don't text me about it. I'm not taking it up this week at all. But yesterday, we looked at this issue of what's going on in this country, how you feel about it. And I was I really enjoyed that conversation. I really found it refreshing to listen to people and their perspectives on it. You know, clearly people love this country. Clearly people love being a resident of this country, but clearly folk are concerned about the overall environment, the sense of ownership, the sense of prosperity, progressiveness, the cost of operating in it. There are lots of concerns that people have around that issue, for sure. And so I mentioned yesterday the fact that we in the country, in our own spaces, our private spaces, our homes, where we have more control, not absolute control, but we have more control over the affairs of things. We can do what we can do in that sphere to move ourselves forward. But in that space beyond our homes, where the larger issues of safety, the larger issues of health, the larger issues of education, the larger issues of the environment, the larger issues of infrastructure and these kinds of things that the public must rely upon to help generate that quality of life that they have, that larger space is where people feel the most lacking of in control and feel like those who are in control may not be doing what enough to give them a better environment. And that's why we said today we'll talk about the issue of leadership, because it's a question of leadership. It's a question of leadership, not just in the realm of politics. Leadership at all levels, leadership in business, leadership in civic affairs, leadership in the realm of religion and spirituality, leadership in the realm of family and education, that this matters. You know, John Maxwell, one of the great international gurus in the area of leadership, says often that leadership sets a cap on everything. Leadership, he says, sets a cap on everything, which means that from his perspective, if you see a thing that is not moving further, not going higher, not progressing more, not improving much, then that limitation is a reflection of leadership. That's what he says. Which means then one has to understand a bit more about leadership if he's correct. I don't know that I agree 100% that leadership sets a cap on everything, but I do believe that with the best of leadership, you can have difficulty and challenges moving a group of people forward. Listen to me, folk. With the best leadership in the world, you can have a difficulty moving things forward. Imagine then if you don't have good leadership at all. So listen to me. With the best of leadership, success is not assured. Well, if the leadership ain't good, what do you think will happen then? It means that failure is almost guaranteed. So at the very least, good leadership takes out of the equation the absence of good leadership as a reason for not succeeding, even if it doesn't guarantee success. And so that's why we want to talk about this issue of leadership. It matters a lot. It matters in profound ways to things. So first of all, let's ask the question, what is leadership? What is leadership? If you ask some people about leadership, they may point to their positions. Well, the leader is the boss. The leader is the captain. The leader is the president. The leader is the CEO. The leader is the COO. The leader is the prime minister. The leader is this position, that position. Yes, positions are leadership positions, but they are not leadership. Being a president, being a prime minister, being a pastor doesn't make you any more a leader than clothing a child in a professional basketball player's uniform makes that child a professional basketball player. Having the position no more makes you a leader than clothing someone in a chef's uniform makes them a chef. In fact, the position assumes is that the pointers to the position believe that you can lead. But now it is only the demonstration of leadership that will make valid your appointment to that post. But the post doesn't make you a leader. The post merely means that you are being looked to for leadership. What then is leadership? Some people think leadership is power. I in charge here. I got the power here. I could tell you what to do. I could hire you. I could fire you. I could do this. And therefore, with that power, I'm the leader. Leadership, power is no more leadership than a man with an M16 walking to the bank telling people what to do and people doing what they do is the people's leader. He is not. People are making practical decisions about their lives and deciding, well, if I don't do what he says, she can shoot me. If I don't do what she say, he can shoot me. So therefore, I can do what they say. That don't make you no leader. That makes you a threat to a human person who understands that self-preservation is the primary aim of every man. You are not leader, demonstrating leadership, because you can exercise a power that can threaten or reward people, even animals. Can do what you say if they are given threats and rewards as consequences for doing or not doing things. The leadership is in power. Leadership, some people think it's charisma. Oh, I like him. I like her. Their personality, they said, like people, child. They are not standoffish. See how they be around the bar drinking with us and hanging around talking to us. And when we goof off or slack off, they don't mind. And they got such great personality. Yes, great personality could be helpful in leadership, but does not leadership make. Because some people got all the personality in the world and could not make a group function and succeed no more than a child could push a car to the end of the street. Leadership is not personality. It's not charisma. Leadership isn't even intelligence or genius. Because if that were true, you could just look at somebody's IQ and say, listen, make them leader. Make them the leader because they got a big, high IQ. Some of the smartest people in the world are some of the most uncharactered, some of the most unwise people in the world. Even if they could solve Einstein's relativity equation. Intelligence and education does not leadership make, is not leadership at all. What then is leadership? Is the question. Is leadership popularity? But plenty of people like him. Plenty of people like them. Therefore, because plenty of people like them, they should lead. Really? You think popularity should make for leadership? Jim Jones was very popular. He was very popular when he led hundreds of people to kill themselves. Hitler was popular amongst his people. They were all very popular. Look at the amount of atrocities and tragedies that they caused. Popularity could be helpful in leadership, but does not leadership, is not leadership. Well, we got leaders. Prime Minister's a leader, all the cabinet ministers are leaders, the members of parliament are leaders, the senators are leaders, all the pastors are leaders, and all the principals of schools are leaders, all the permanent secretaries are leaders, and the deputy permanent secretaries are leaders, and all the people, the heads of the courts are leaders. We got leaders all over the place, the CEO, the president, the general manager, the supervisor, the team leader. These are all leaders. But do they have leadership? Are they exercising leadership? But then, what is it that we are asking about when we ask? What are they exercising? That's the question. They asking. Let's talk about that. We're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, we're going to ask and answer this question of what is leadership? What is this thing that we expect from our parents? What do we expect from our political heads? We expect from our church heads. We expect, what is leadership? When we come back from the break, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau to 300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand,
we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers: 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, or you can text us on 422-4796, or WhatsApp me on 4-393043. This text says that I'm being so sensitive to what the family of Mr. Wilsham are going through. This is not the time to talk about his replacement. We have to dignify his passing. Thank you again. Thank you. It makes sense. So we have another text here, says, just take your show on the road for 2 hours, see the potholes and trash everywhere, then tell me what this PLP government under this PM is doing. Seems he travels more than he stays home. Is he ducking issues? A leader stays home first and fixes issues. Mr. Finley, never allow this road decay. I am fed up, Mr. Z. I don't have to take the show on the road, actually. I drive the roads, and there are many places where the roads are awful, that's for sure. I mean, really, there's no question about that, my friend. I don't have to take the show on the road. I drive the roads in Nassau, Grand Bahama, wherever I am. I drive the roads. I look at the buildings. I look at things. I've seen many things. I see many good things, I see many things that challenge me, so. Maybe just a little difference between you. I'm not fed up. I see the good things. I see the bad things. I am grateful for the good things, and I try to see what I could do about the bad things too. So if I'm fed up about something, then I'm going to call whoever and talk to whoever. If I go someplace and the service sucks, I'm going to talk to somebody and say, listen, you need to talk to these people. You need to check this and check the next thing. I was making some travels today to schools, and I saw some things. I said, okay, and I get an opportunity, I'm going to talk to the minister. I'm going to talk to the PS and those and let them know, because I don't have time to be fed up. Okay, I have to do something about something. I got to try, because I'm not going anywhere else, right? I'm going to live here, and my kids are going to live here. So I'm going to try and do what I can do. So do turn it around. Turn it around. I understand the frustration, but turn it around, man. See, leadership is being able to uplift, enable and inspire. Yes, leaders can do that. That's for sure. But we'll get into it. We'll get into it for sure. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, did we lose them? All right, no, try back. Say, what good you see, sir? Let's be real, sir. No, 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 you don't get to do that to me. See, I am not you. I am not you. So don't, you can't see with my eyes. You can't hear with my ear. You can't experience with my experience. So we don't do that to each other. You have a right to experience. You have a right to believe and feel the way you feel, but you don't get to challenge the experience I am having in life. I went to a place yesterday. I had a meal. It was great. It was fantastic. I had stew conch. It was great. That was a good thing for me. I rode on some roads today. The roads were good. I was on Blue Hill Road. I was on Blue Hill Road. I watched and I said, you know, there are lots of manholes in this road, but I didn't drop in any potholes on that section of Blue Hill Road that I was on. I went on other roads and I saw stuff. Don't do that to me. I don't live that life. I don't get to challenge what you experience. Okay, so don't ask me what could I live in the Bahamas, man. We get free up to 16 years. Yeah, that's a great thing. We have a civil society. We have a democracy. I can speak freely in this country. I can say whatever I wish. In this country, I can worship whoever I want to worship. So you don't get to tell me that. What good I see. You just say what you experience and move on. Because I wasn't illegitimizing what you said. Right? Don't do that. I'm not going to let any of you all do that. I'm not going to let any of you poop on the Commonwealth of the Bahamas ignoring what could exist here. Good people are here, good things are here, and yes, we have a lot of stuff that we got to deal with. I could do, okay? This says, this 21/7 is nasty to see unless we are able to live west. It's nonsense. That's not true. It's not nasty everywhere. That's not true. You can drive in communities in this country, I mean, in Nassau, and you can see people keep their places clean. You can see little communities that are clean and so forth. See, if you say a thing is also and it ain't also, you are telling not the truth. But you're speaking through your emotions, not through the observations of your objective mind. Right? So we got to, I don't mind you pointing out the potholes and stuff. I acknowledge those with you. But every road is not like that. Tony William Darling Highway is not like that. Independence Highway is not like that. New Providence Highway is not like that. They're all in New Providence, right? Some parts of the road that lead to University of the Bahamas, not all parts of the road is like that. So we have to be fair. Okay, so you say you drove to Johnson Road lately, side corners. See, that's the point. So speak to those specifically. That's fine. You can't even expect people to solve problems if all you're doing is speaking generally. Speak specifically to them so that they can pay attention to the places where you're saying it's a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Yeah, this is kind of an extension on the show that you had yesterday with how you feel.
Yes, okay.
You know, because persons are still speaking on how they feel.
I'm good with that. No problem.
I'm on Village Road as we speak.
Okay.
Village Road is gorgeous.
Okay, there you go, you right? Know? They just finished paving that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
And this country, like I said yesterday, this country is someplace that I love. We don't have war and terrorism and you know, you can't come with your house and screens going off that warns you that there's a bomb gonna be dropped and airplanes flying all over. This is the one of the best places in the world to live. Persons pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to come here. Yes, there are problems, but we are working on them. That's why I said, when the person did the survey and they asked me if I see the country moving forward, I told them yes. You know, I could, and I said, if that's how y'all are grading the PLP, that's an unfair grade, because you can see where everything is moving slowly, need more work, but hey, we are moving forward. And I love my country. I have potholes in my neighborhood, and I live where the Speaker of the House lives. And she got more potholes around there, but guess what? Kennedy is a beautiful place to live. Very quiet, very family-oriented. So, you know, those persons with those negative thoughts and things about it, they're not being objective, you know.
But the negative thoughts are not unfair, because there are negative things about the country, but you can't have that be the only thing about the country. Like that person says to me, what good thing? Really? In the Bahamas? You can ask me, what good thing?
Exactly. You know,
any of you listening to me, honestly, you could say just ask me what good thing exists in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Really?
No, that's not a right statement. But like you say, if there are things, there are issues, there are lots of issues, you know, but then sure. we can work on them together, or someone can work on them with us or for us. You understand?
Yes.
Or children can work any event. I guess for me, I would, in the point that you asked about a good leader, or who is a leader, you know, I feel like someone who is a leader is able to encourage others to bring the best out in them, to work with people in such a way that you can have the best out of them.
Mm.
You know, just to stand there and bark orders is not a leader. You understand me? Because I feel like a leader work with you and work for the betterment of us all.
Mm. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I like the way you set the stage today, Mr. Welchcombe. It's not even cold yet. They're talking about who's going to run. I think after he's been laid to rest and decide who's going to contest that seat again, may his soul rest in peace. This text says, Mr. Lang, Shirley Street needs a complete overhaul. So, yeah, okay. So the person says, so Shirley Street needs a complete overhaul. Okay. So leadership is one's experience in a given field and their perceived ability to bring that knowledge and experience towards a specific goal. He should serve as an example to those around them and provide useful guidance towards their ultimate objective. While the leader should be then authority, he should also be willing to accept suggestions from others. Well said. Thank you for that. So here's the thing, right? We're looking at leadership. Leadership is always a group concept, right? It's always discussed in the context of trying to get people, a group of people, that could be two people, three people, four people, 1,000 people, trying to get a group of people to achieve a common end, right? So it's always, it's a group phenomenon. You could lead yourself, but is that really leading yourself, or does that being yourself, right? But you could lead yourself. You could lead yourself. Leadership is a group phenomenon, right? And in that group phenomenon, you have all these. This person says leadership is the ability to convince others and a team to do what is requested. Okay. All right. Okay. So I want to try and get it at a granular level so we could build it up for you. So here's this group of people trying to get some things done. Well, so there has to be a common purpose established in the context of leadership, because if everybody is in a situation able to do what they want to do, then there's no need for leadership, because you can do what you want to do. But because you have diverse people with diverse interests, with diverse abilities, etc., that need to get something done, there are some things on this planet that cannot be done alone. You cannot win a world championship in basketball or baseball by yourself. You cannot build a hotel by yourself. No one person can do that. You don't get to build the pyramids of Egypt. You don't build an airplane by yourself. You need groups of people to do this. We don't get to feed ourselves by ourselves. We could try, but we need, in the modern world, we need help to do that. We don't build our houses typically by ourselves. We need people to do that, even if the people who supply the things that we ultimately use, you need groups of people. And so you have a diverse group of people, diverse interests, etc. But now you're trying to get something done. And you need to have all of these people pull together, work together, cooperate, coordinate, collaborate to get it done efficiently and effectively. That's the idea. You need to get it done. You got to get supplies to your customers. You got to get supplies from your vendors. You got to be able to produce a concert for this. You have an event that has to be achieved for that. And now you got to pull all these parts and pieces together of human beings who demonstrate all kinds of attitudes, all kinds of behaviors, on what have you. So basically, you have all these people who have to help get something done, and each of them can ignore doing what has to be done, meaning they don't know what to do, or they can neglect doing what needs to be done, meaning they know what to do, but for some reason get distracted or otherwise don't do it. Or some people who can reject doing what needs to be done. They know what to do. They're not neglecting it. They're not distracted. They're just telling you, do it yourself. I ain't doing it. So you have all the possibilities of those people doing that. On by the same token, these people can also be extremely innovative. They can be extremely creative. They can be extremely productive. And so they have these negative and positive possibilities that exist within this dynamo called a group. Leadership exists to maximize the opportunity for them to be creative and to minimize the occasions on which they ignore, neglect, or reject doing what must be done and can be done to help the group achieve its objective. So what is leadership? Leadership is the ability to influence people to do what must be done and can be done to help the group achieve their objective. That's what leadership is. The ability, it is something you have to or want to be able to do. It's the ability to influence, cause people to flow in a particular defined direction, cause them to flow. That's what influence, from the word fluid. Influence is causing people to flow in a direction that causes them to minimize the opportunities that they ignore, neglect, or reject doing what must and can be done, and maximize the opportunities to be in innovative, creative, and productive set of objectives. So what is the leader's job? What is the leader seeking then to do in demonstrating leadership? Is the question, knowing now what we know leadership to be. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that some more. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Not afraid to take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Burger King wants you to enjoy a classic sandwich so good we've been making it since 1979. Introducing the original chicken sandwich, American style, with fries and a drink for only $7. This sandwich is made with white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with crisp, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, tomatoes, and lots of American cheese on a long sesame seed bun. Get your American original chicken sandwich combo for only $7.95, including that, at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Take a stand, everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on any of the following numbers, 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. So we're talking about leadership. And so we talked about the fact that leadership is the ability to influence people in a group to do what must be done and can be done to achieve the group's objectives. By these people ignore, neglect, or reject doing what must be done, or maximizing the opportunities on which they are innovative, creative, and productive. This, of course, requires you to help them work together, cooperate, coordinate, collaborate in the effort to get the results that you're seeking to achieve. So we ask the question, what then does the leader do? And this text says, guide, direct, motivate. All of those things are correct, but let's look in turn. The second turn. So first, the first thing a leader has to, in the course of trying to influence this group, is set direction. Make sure that the group's direction is clear. Leadership is directional, right? You're here, you're trying to get there, right? Leaders, so the leader has to help the group develop a clear sense of direction, of purpose. That's why there's a vision. That's why there's a goal. That's why there's an objective. Because the leader is trying to point to a place that's not here, that we are trying to get to. We're trying to get to the end of the construction of this building. We're trying to get to the end of the construction of this road. We're trying to get to the end of the development of these young people. We're trying to get to the end of the building of this project. We're trying to get to the end of the execution, effective execution of this program. So the leader is always trying to point to the end result, even while we are at the beginning. And so leadership is constantly making clear and keeping clear direction. What are we seeking to do in the way of unemployment? What are we seeking to do in the way of crime? What are we seeking to do in the way of education? What are we seeking to do in the way of public health? What are we seeking to do? The leader is continuously saying to his people, that's the direction. And therefore, progress by the leadership is evaluated on the basis of how much advancement have we made from here toward where we have decided we want to go. So if you want to know the extent to which leadership of a group is achieving its objective, first find out if they were understanding what their direction was. If they do, then and then see where they started from, and then look at the direction that they set out versus the place from which they started. So if you decided you wanted to go to the airport from downtown, well, if the airport's shortest distance from downtown and the one you determined to take is 4 miles, and when you started out an hour ago, you were 4 miles away, and again an hour later, you are still 4 miles away, you ain't getting nowhere. So your leadership of that particular vehicle you were trying to get in that direction ain't been functioning very well, right? So leaders set direction, first of all. Then, having set those directions and knowing that direction, leader is evaluating the team in terms of their abilities and capacity, right? Because this is a team that has to get us there. And now I'm evaluating it and finding out, well, we're strong here. We got a lot of this kind of skill, communication. We got a lot of this kind of skill, negotiating, but we are really light on this particular skill, accounting, not very strong on this particular skill here at the technical informational requirements. And so if we were looking to get to where those skills, we're going to have a problem because the team is short. And so the leader then has to be about the business of resourcing the team with the people, the finances, the material, the equipment, and all that kind of stuff necessary to get to where you want to go. See, this is sometimes, I think, part of the problem we have, right? Mind you, I know, part of the problem we have is we are trying to get somewhere. We are trying to get somewhere we're trying to get somewhere with a team incapable of getting us there. Right? And so when we wonder why we don't get the output we want, we don't get the results we want, well, because we're short staff, you're short. It's like trying to win an NBA championship and you don't have what it takes. I mean, you can succeed in winning some games, but getting a championship? No, man, your center position is too able to accomplish that. Your point guard ain't potent enough. So you can't get there. But so you do your best, but you can't get there because you don't have what it takes. So leaders have to know what resources exist at their disposal to get what they need to get and do their best. Do your best. You can only do your best to get what you need. Because sometimes you have to work with the hand you're dealt with, right? So for instance, right, when you come to government, you don't pick your team altogether. You don't. You get the team mostly the voters vote for, right? You put Charlie there to run. They put Charlene. Charlie won. Charlene didn't win. But Charlene's team won the whole thing. Now it's in government. But Charlene's talent isn't there, and so now the team is short staffed. So that can happen, right? You don't get to pick the team altogether. You have to work now with the team you have. Maybe it's adequate, but one thing is certain. A certain result requires a certain level of output. I mean, a certain level of input, resources, skillfulness, etc. And if you don't have that, you could be wishing on a star all you want. You're not going to get necessarily the result, right? But you do your best with the team you have. So having the team you have, resourcing it as well as you can resource it, you now have to strategize for getting to the place where you are pointed that you want to get to. You want better mortality rates. You want lower infant mortality rates. You want better kept roads. You want better manicured sidewalk roads. You want better educational output. Well, now you have to strategize to get that. You have to call on your intellectual resources, call on your research capacity, reasoning skills to see what is the best way to get these results that we want. And once you've gone through that exercise, you pick a strategy. Pick a strategy, and then now it's time to execute. And execution means coordinating all those people, coordinating all those resources so that they are now pushing the thing in the direction of the outcome that you are trying to accomplish. That's what you're trying to do. And you keep pushing in that direction. You keep looking, and all along the way, you are somebody's texting saying, periodically evaluate, assess performance. Yes, all along the way, that's what I said. You're looking at the what your direction is and looking at where you are in relation to that direction. You know, guys, we started out a year ago trying to produce lower infant mortality rates. Having measured it today, we are the same place we were yesterday. Something is amiss about our strategy. What is it that we're not doing? What is it that we're missing? We're not getting there. You can't just be looking for good results. My son got 103% the other day on one test, right? 103%. So I saw it on the table, lay right out. So I took it and I put it on the fridge. I said, man, that was great. I really am impressed with you. I said, but you know, I know the quizzes where you didn't get 103%, you don't lay them out for me, right? We can't do that. We got to be looking at all our results. And we got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with the folk we're leading. Guys, I'm sorry. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's us. But we're not getting where we want to go. Something is not right. Right? And then you make adjustments. You adjust your execution to try to get better results. It's not, listen, you, this is about trying. You know, I know people, Bahamians, some of us are very hard. We are critical. We are really, really, I mean, like, we don't even, no one in leadership in the Bahamas today, no one in the leadership in the Bahamas yesterday, no one in the leadership of the Bahamas tomorrow, who knows exactly what to do to get anything done around here? It's nonsense. Some things you are trying, and it may work, it may not work. Now, mind you, some of these people in leadership, the reason why they can't get no credit for their efforts is because they won't be honest with people about the fact that, listen, we don't know if this will work. What we do know is they've tried this in Jamaica, they've tried this in Singapore, and it produced some results there. By the way, they tried it in Norway, they tried it in Brazil. It didn't get as much results. We believe it could possibly work here with some adaptation, and we're going to try it. And then you evaluate. Listen, it didn't work. We got to look at something else. That's not what we do in this country. We love anything go right in politics. We did it. The hell with what them other people do. We did it. Anything went wrong, it was them people's fault. No, you can't do that, man. We have to be prepared to say, you know what? We are trying this situation here. Here is how we are trying to get that done. We believe we're going to get some results. Later on, you give a report and you say, you know what? We got some results, not as much as we'd like, but we're still working on it and move forward, right? That's leadership. That's what leadership, good leadership will do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion. We're talking leadership today. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. But you can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking leadership today. We have a text here that says, hi, Mr. Lang, a leader to me is a person who can connect with others and at the same time empower others. one who inspires confidence in words and in actions, one who is accountable and honest in all their efforts. Well, I think that those are noble things to want and require of leadership. But the truth is, leaders don't have to connect with you at all. They do not. They really don't. If they know the direction you need to go in and they have a team that they can help to coordinate and collaborate and cooperate together to go where they have to go, that you connect with a leader is irrelevant. Connect where? How? Why? Right? You're not called to, in all circumstances, to be a person's friend. You're not called to be a person's buddy. You're not called to like me. It's about us working together to get done what needs to be done. You teams of people in war, they are leading major corporations with thousands and thousands of employees. You are people who lead countries. How are you going to connect with all those people? But it depends on what you mean by connection. So I just don't want to romanticize leadership, right? You say leaders have to be honest in all things. Really? Like every parent is a leader of their house. So you think parents are always honest? Really? No, they're not. They're not always honest, but is that necessary to leading, to being an effective leader? It would certainly be wonderful to be so, but we know that's not true. Leaders are not perfect. Go all through history. Other than Jesus Christ, I don't know one leader who has been without fault, without flaw, who has been absolutely honest. And if people are dishonest, how would you know? We know many leaders. We don't know if they've been honest or dishonest at all. And so I don't think we should romanticize leadership. When people know what is to be done, have a team that they can try to influence to get there. And yes, by being honest, by being likable, that all helps. But let's not romanticize it. We need folks who can know what people need to do, help people get it done, help train them, guide them, direct them, motivate them as best you can. But let's be real. Let's be real. We live in the real world. We've gotten a lot done with flawed people. God has gotten a lot done with flawed people, starting with Moses and Abraham, who lied about his wife to the king, right? David, who was a man after his own heart, who had a man murdered so he could have his wife, right? So, no, we don't want, leaders shouldn't be dishonest, shouldn't practice deceit and these kinds of things. But let's be real, right? That you can, leadership provide good outcomes if they are not all the kinds of people we think that they should be, right? That's been the reality of our planet, right? As parents, as church leaders, as school leaders, etc., we've seen all demonstrate challenges in the course of their leadership. This text says, Mr. Lang, generally speaking, how can we blame the government when we as Bahamians throw trash bottles and food wrappers out of our cars as we drive, and then we expect the government to clean up behind us? Let's have some personal pride first. That's self-leadership. Can't argue with you there at all. I understand entirely. So the leadership that is required to provide a direction, to examine the resource and capacity of the team, strategize toward getting done what has to be done, is coordinating the team, helping the team collaborate, helping the team cooperate with each other, evaluating on a continuous basis, means that leadership requires a certain set of skills. You know, and among those skills has to be the ability to vision, meaning help yourself and the team see what possibilities exist beyond the present situation. It is near impossible for a leader to be unable to help see what is possible and then say, let me lead you there. Now, the leader may not have a vision in himself or herself. There are leaders who we are told that some of the things that the early Progressive Liberal Party administration did was not the ideas of Sir Lyndon, but may have been A.D. Hanna or Carlton Francis or one of those, Cecil Wallace Whitfield. So you may have to rely on other members of the team to get it done. That's fine. But in the end, what you know and recognize is the need to vision. And so you have to be able to encourage that process. You have to be able to, in some instances, lead that process, right? And then, of course, you're strategizing. The leader has to be able to strategize. That means that the leader has to be a thinker. You know, and in many instances, a critical thinker. Critical thinking means that you have to be able to look at your own thought process and say, you know what, am I thinking this right? Are we thinking this through correctly? Is there another way? And so forth. So you have to have good reasoning skills. That don't mean you're the smartest person on planet Earth, but your reasoning skills have to be there so that you can know whether or not you are taking the best approach to getting things. All right. So reasoning is important. And I can't stress that enough. Leaders have to be able to reason, man. Right? You gotta be able to look at things rationally and logically. You're a human being, you're gonna have emotions, you're gonna get angry, you're gonna get frustrated, you're gonna sometimes be impatient, you're going to be sad sometimes, you're going to get excited sometimes. That's fine. That's human, right? But you have to be able to beyond that and think, reason through the things that you are seeking to accomplish. Because if we are reacting entirely out of emotions, it's going to be a problem. Because you can have people tick you off. You can have people irritated. In fact, some people are going to come to the task to tick you off. They are going to be on your team and not want to be there. They are going to want your position. They are going to believe that you are not capable. They are going to believe that they are more capable. They are going to try to, in some instances, undermine you. And even if they don't try to undermine you, they're going to resist you sometimes. And you can't get all up in your feelings and decide, well, I ain't gonna participate in the meeting. I can just shut up and I ain't gonna do this and I ain't gonna do that. And boy, if I get a chance, I can cut them right off from underneath. That kind of a person is dangerous. Listen to me. Don't get mad with me. If you are a spiteful, malicious, petty, immature, vindictive leader because you're caught up in your feelings too much, you are a threat and a problem to an organization. If everything got to go your way, and if it don't go your way, you take up your churchy bundle and leave and walk out, then you are a problem. Now, sometimes, mature leaders understand that, you know, I'm not the best person to be here in the circumstances. I've evaluated this. When it comes down to it, there are some critical faults I have, some critical flaws I have, and I think that it's best that I leave. That's fine. That's a reasonable evaluation made by somebody who is trying to get the best outcome for the group. That might be hurtful to have to admit, but you do so. But when it comes to, oh, you, I leave and I gone, because you think when you gone, everything will fall apart. That you don't want to do that, right? You want to be able to take guidance. You want to be able to have people disagree with you. And yeah, you could row and be passionate in your disagreement with them too. But at the end of the day, if their view is the superior one, or if the group thinks that their view is the prevailing one, then you as a reasonable, reasoned human being says, you know what? Let's go with that. Let's see that one. Try your best to make it work. If in leadership, you are only about the business of ensuring that you get the praise, you get the glory. They know it's you. They, either man, either woman, and so forth.
before you have some issues on the planet. Yeah, you could get some things done. And you will get some things done. But, oh, you may not get some things done simply because of that attitude and that perspective. Right? And so leadership requires reasonableness. Reasonableness. The ability to draw conclusions from premises that are supported by evidence, supported by facts, or at the very least, supported by experience, or at the very least, supported by a good series of critical thoughts that lead to a particular conclusion. Now, sometimes you draw conclusions and people don't agree with you. Do you all know that when Einstein came up with his theory of relativity, and he came up with it not by way of experimentation, he didn't come up with it by way of experience. Einstein did a purely thought exercise, that led him to the conclusion that gravity was not a force. Is not a force. We say that all the time, the force of gravity. Gravity is not a force, according to Einstein's theory of relativity. That in point of fact, gravity is an outcome of the time-space continuum in which mass, a heavier mass of something, bends time and space and causes things to roll down as if like you're rolling on a mattress when something heavy rests on it. It's not a force at all. There's no force acting on the moving object according to Einstein's theory of relativity. But nobody understood what he was saying. In fact, it took somebody else whose observation in outer space confirmed Einstein's theory of relativity. Okay, and so reasoning is required in leadership. In leadership, you have to be able to plan. You can't wake up, decide to do something, spend no time determining what needs to be done, what do you need to get it done, how best to get it done, what are the steps required to get it done, what are the orders of steps required to get it done, and then decide, okay, yeah, that's how I'm going to go about the thing. No, you can't do that. You can imagine somebody building a house without a plan. No, leaders have to be able to plan. They have to be able to take the time and say, you know what? I'm not running up and down here doing this. I am sitting down at my desk. Oh, I'm walking around. I am trying to think through how we got to get this done. Or I'm going to have a meeting and we're going to plan out how we're going to get it. And leaders have to be able to communicate, meaning they have to listen with a view to trying to understand what people are saying. And understanding what people are saying is not agreeing with them. It's just understanding where they're coming from, trying to get clarity on where they're coming from, and then being able to communicate so you could be understood. Not barking orders, just saying. You have to say it in ways that people can gain clarity about what you are saying. Now, when you're doing that, sometimes it isn't about whether they agree to do what you ask them to do. It's only about them being clear on what you ask them to do. Clear. Let's be clear on what I'm asking you to do. And once you're clear, since in the end I have to decide, if we can't agree, I have to decide, because that's what my position requires of me. Then, please go ahead and do as I have asked. Please. If it don't work, blame me. I assure you, when it don't work, they will all blame me anyhow. And so you got to be able to communicate effectively. Right? And none of us are perfect in our communication. So it's a continuous striving to be better at it, to be a better listener, to be a better articulator of what it is we say, to be a better writer of the things that we are writing. That's why some of us are sensible. We got Grammarly and other things that can help improve our writing so that we don't speak actively all the time so that we can make sure our subject verbs agree and all that kind of stuff. Because we don't, this notion that you're a leader and you're perfect and you can't make mistakes is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You are not perfect. Prime Minister Sir Lyndon was not perfect. Prime Minister Ingram was not perfect, not even close. Norbert Sir Lyndon, not even close. Prime Minister Christie was not perfect, not even close. Prime Minister Minnis was not perfect, not even close. Prime Minister Davis is not perfect, not even close. We're not. Come on, man. Have skills, have abilities, but not perfect. And then I'm wrong with acknowledging. I don't know everything. I don't got everything. I can't do everything. I don't even know how to get this done. That's why you pull people into your ambit. That's why you try to surround yourself with capable people, because where you are incapable, you are trying to shore that up. Let man, smart leaders surround themselves with smart people to make them look. Make them look good. When the thing finished, the people say, "Ooh, that was a very successful outcome." You happy about that? Who did it? I'm seeing people over there. Thank the Lord. Leaders have to be reasonable. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Line, your host. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. Learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. And, you know, in the context of, you know, trying to make our situation, to make our country better off, leadership matters a great deal to that effort. This Texas, Mr. Lang, say Anton, so on call and say Brave Davis and the PLP is perfect. I doubt Anton would say that. He may surely say that they are capable and what have you. I don't believe Anton would say that. I don't believe that at all. There is no perfect leadership, none whatsoever. Every human person who is in leadership will make mistakes, will have challenges. In fact, one of the skills that leaders have to have is problem solving. You're going to have problems. You're going to have difficulty. You're going to have issues. And so leaders have to be able to solve those problems. If you are somebody in leadership and you don't like to deal with problems, you get too frustrated, you get too irritated, you get too impatient, you're going to have a problem, bro, because quite frankly, your leadership is being called upon because there is a problem. In a perfect world where everything goes right, what do you need leaders for? What do you need leaders? Sometimes we think of problems as only negative things, right? So let's suppose your country is growing at 2%. That's a positive thing. But if you want 4% growth, then the problem is getting faster growth. So that's not a negative problem. That's a positive problem. Suppose your company is growing so much that the demand is outpacing your ability to supply it. Well, if you don't quickly address it, people are going to find you unreliable. So now you have a good problem. The good problem being, I have lots of business, but I need to be able to meet the demands of the business in a more effective way. So now you have the problem solved towards getting more supplies to your customers. You see, again, it is not that you have a negative problem, it's you have a good problem. So every time we mention the word problem as the thing that leaders have to solve, we're not talking about negative things. Sometimes things could be going good, but they need to go better, right? You can have a talented group of people, like you could have an all-star team called the Dream Team in basketball. But if you're Chuck Daly, your problem was getting them to work together, so that's a good problem. You got all this talent, but now you have to have the talent work together. You have to be able to solve problems. So if you get easily frustrated, if you get easily impatient, if you get angry easily because the problem exists and what have you, you're not going to be an effective leader, because that's in the nature of leadership. Anybody in leadership could tell you, okay, so we say we're colleagues, right? So the prime minister has his colleagues, this one of their colleagues, and you know, everybody's friendly and everybody's okay and everybody's all right and everybody likes each other and so forth. You think that's true? Please. People are different. Human beings are different. People have different likes and people have different wants and people have different needs and people have different preferences and people have different ambitions and so forth and so forth. And all of those things play into how people interact with each other. And sometimes people just outright dislike each other. Yeah, they're in the cabinet. Yeah, they're in the parliament. Yeah, they're in the company executive. Yeah, they're in the church. Church people who couldn't get along. All that worshiping Jesus Christ and all that singing hymn songs and all that, bind us together, Lord, bind us together. All that was a prayer, because you needed that prayer, because they know they couldn't get along. All kinds of challenges, all kinds of political problems. Right now today, you got churches in court, the church. You can't go to court, the church. It's the people who are exemplary of the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in the power of Almighty God, who believe and say that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The people who say that God is able to do all things and try to convince people that the God who could raise the dead could do all things, and God can't help them solve a problem in the church. They need to go to the court. Yeah, to the court. Right? So don't listen. People are different. So if you can't take that people sometimes will disagree with you, don't offer for leadership, because you're dealing with human beings. You're dealing with human beings who, according to the Bible, now for the people who believe the Bible is true, believe the people so concerned the Lord that he's going to destroy them. and it is sometimes possible that leaders decide, you know what? This group cannot accomplish what we have sought out to accomplish. It cannot. And then you have to decide to disband the group, or they got to go find somebody else to lead them, because it just can't happen. Leadership is a problem-solving business. Leaders have to be able to negotiate. You got to be able to say, you know, yeah, I go this way and I want to do this thing, but you want to go that way and you want to do that thing. I think I'm prepared to concede on this point here, but maybe you could concede on that point there. And you try and you negotiate with people. You got to be able to do that. Leadership is a challenge. This text says, Chivago, great show as usual. When I think about leadership, I borrow these three. leadership lessons from my late pastor, Dr. Miles Monroe. One, everything rises and falls on leadership. Two, a true leader inspires others to lead. And three, the true test of leadership is how well your subordinates perform in your absence. Thanks. I understand this. I hear this, but here's my problem with this. So let's take all three of them. Not problem, but let me tell it. Let me push back a little bit. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Let me ask you a question. Who created the planet according to the scriptures? God did. Who was giving the directions to Adam and Eve in the garden? God was. Who therefore was their leader? God was. Right? Now, if everything rises and falls on leadership, the world fell. Was that on God? Or was that on the followers? See, the problem with that scenario is that it assumes that only the leader matters, but that's not true. Leadership is a dance between the leader and the follower. And the follower is not a brainless, mindless, mechanical machine. The follower, in the case of human beings, the follower is a free will thinking person. And whenever you put free will thinking persons into the equation, leadership is not the only thing that matters. And everything doesn't rise and fall on the leadership. That's the problem with free will thinking people. Because free will thinking people can ignore, neglect, or reject doing what must be done. God told Adam and Eve what to do, as an example. They decided to do otherwise. Now, why? Because they were free will thinking people. So you can't say the outcome of the planet was totally on God because they were free will thinking people. In leadership, they are free will thinking people who can ignore, neglect, or reject doing what must and can be done. And if you don't understand that leadership is a dance between the leader and the follower, then you're going to make it a solo dance, and then you're going to wonder why you're frustrated when people don't want to dance with you. So secondly, you say a true leader inspires others to lead. Inspiration is the highest level of leadership. But sometimes leaders don't inspire people. Leaders have to get people to do things. Does not the Lord...
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Being an investor has its benefits. Like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my... Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for these remaining moments of the show. We were talking about leadership, and somebody had texted in about some thoughts that Pastor Miles, the late, shared with them, who was a great leadership teacher and a great leader himself, who's leadership I was able to experience up front and closely. But I wanted to point out that one of the challenges we have with leadership is appreciating that leadership is a dance between the leader and their followers, and that they have a role and a part to play in the outcome of the leadership result. And you have to appreciate that so that everything... I understand the concept of things rising and falling on leadership, but you can have, as Moses found out, you can have people who are unwilling to cooperate with you, even in what God says. You can, even as God found out, people can cooperate, not cooperate with you. And that inspiration with respect to leadership isn't always possible. Sometimes you just have to push people to do the things that need to be done because in their own unwillingness to cooperate, their stubbornness, their own lack of maturity, that's a challenge. So that could be a challenge. And we've seen that parents see that oftentimes, that you can't always inspire young people to do what they want to do, your children. You have to sometimes just drive them to do it. The true test of leadership is how well your subordinates perform in your absence. Well, that could be a wonderful reflection of your leadership. I agree with that 100%, because if it's your nurturing, your training, your mentorship that helps, then that's fine. But again, sometimes from poorly because they require your supervision. They require your presence. They need your intervention because they are not altogether sure. They are not. So it depends on what stage of development your group or team is. It depends on the dynamic within the team. And so you could have rebellious people in the team who affect the outcome of the team while you are gone. So again, you have to take the stuff in some context to appreciate the extent to which some things impact and influence leadership. This is a great counter perspective, Shivago. I appreciate it, and I'm reminded that the world is not in black and white, but shades of gray. Thanks. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, that things it's perspective, right? It's perspective, and sometimes when we share our thoughts and our truths, we're sharing them from certain contexts and certain perspectives, and then when other things are taken into consideration, then you might get some additional insight into how, in fact, it all works. So leadership is not simple, and I think anybody who pretends that leadership is simple may, in fact, miss sometimes.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. Sorry about the technical glitch there. We were talking about leadership. We're talking about leadership, and I was saying that one of the things that we have to recognize is leadership isn't simple. It ain't easy. I listen to some of you. As you talk about, in particular, the political leadership in the country, I'm trying to give them the way out. I'm not trying to give them an excuse. The fact of the matter is we do not have, in some instances, very good leaders, very effective leaders. That's a fact. Not just now, but in the past. And even when we had effective leaders, in some things, they were not as effective. So let's be clear, okay? So I'm not trying to, and if people are not performing, and if they are not getting results, then that's just a fact. And there's no need to sugarcoat it. If the economy isn't improving, then it ain't improving. If the education system isn't improving, then it isn't. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying if it isn't, then that's a reality and a fact, and we can't hide and run from that. If the roads are not improving, then that's a fact. Whether it's Ingram, Pinland, Christie, Davis, or Minnis, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The facts are the facts. If you're not getting the results, then people will be critical. But this too is true. Leadership isn't simple. It is not just on the prime minister. It's not just on the cabinet ministers. It's not just on the ministers. There are things in this country that cannot improve if the people of the Bahamas, the people, are not in their individual spaces doing better. That's a reality, right? And yes, when time to come vote, you could blame the leadership for everything. That's your right. You could vote and say, listen, I couldn't care less if I was supposed to do better. You didn't make me do better, so I'm going to fire you. That's your right. Nobody could take that away from you. But it's simply not a reasonable perspective on leadership to think that everything that isn't done well is because they didn't do it. You can't have people running up and down committing crimes that the leadership had nothing to do with, and then blame the people for the leadership, to blame the leadership for the crime going rising. Now, what the leadership then has to do is respond to that rise in crime and be able to articulate to you how they are responding, to be able to demonstrate to you how they are responding, to see the extent to which they can intervene in getting it done. You want an example of that for all your religious people? That's what God did. I said, listen, I see you mess up. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you all a savior. I'm going to send you one. You ain't going to accept him if you don't want. I hope you do, but you ain't going to accept him, but I'm going to send you one. All the people that move, I listen into the white man, God story, just get mad with me. But that's okay. I'm just using it as an example, right, of the fact that in the leadership of everything, reasonably so. You can, in the end, vote for who you want to vote for and say whatever reason you're voting for them or not voting for them, but it's not reasonable. Leadership is not just about the leader. It is about the leaders and the followers, and they have a dynamic dance that they have to have together, and if they work together, they get many things. And not everything, but they get many things. And I can tell you, listen to me, we have no idea what we could accomplish in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas if we can get together on some things. Really, honestly, it's hard. It's hard to make that happen. And some of our leaders don't have the capacity to help get us there. Some of our leaders only drive us apart, keep us on our colors, keep us on our schisms, keep us on our divisions. You know, whether it's in the church realm or the political realm, it don't make no difference. Just about our teams and our sect and our group. But that gets you some things, but it doesn't get you many things done that require more hands, more brains, more power. Sectors, many desire the office of the leader without taking into consideration the cost of being a leader. Leadership requires much sacrifice and most times goes unnoticed and even unrewarded. That is true. That is true. But again, when you are in leadership, though, you don't get caught up in, you should assess. I agree with you. You should assess, listen, man, what is it going to take for me to do this, to be this? How much time, how much, so forth and so forth. So yeah, there's going to be some sacrifices in relation to it. But the truth of the matter is, good and effective leaders know how to balance. If your family life suffers because you're a leader, you're not a good leader. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. If you sacrifice your if you sacrifice the proper attention to your children and spouse for your leadership role, you are. That's reality. Now, that doesn't mean things can't go wrong in your family as a leader, even when you're paying attention. But that ain't about your absence, though. That's about other things. That's about differences. That's about disagreements. That's about failings. That's about mistakes. But to tell somebody that your family suffered because you were busy leading, that's nonsense. Nonsense. If you are prime minister, you are cabinet minister, you are senator or member of parliament, a judge or a PS or someone doing that, that's nonsense. From Chicago line, that's nonsense. Nonsense. If they're calling you to too many meetings, they have you running up and down too many places, you can't pay attention to your spouse or your children, you are doing fool. Don't mind with me, right? So it requires some sacrifice, but if your family is opposed to what you're doing, well, you have some decisions to make. Now, if I feel like God lead me to do something, my family tells me to do something different, my family gonna have to have a problem with that. But if this is a choice for me and a preference and my family and I find it difficult to do it because what is impacting the family, man, please, I'm going to my family. Because what makes a great society? Strong family. So what sense does it make a leader mashing up a family so that he or she could say they're trying to save the society? Nonsense. right? And so we have to, we there's some sacrifice involved, but it ain't all that. Right? No, no. And recognition, oh, please. Recognition. Recognition, no, man. Leaders, true, effective leaders, work for the results. They their recognition is the result, not the notice of people about them. Effective leaders want results. They want the positive change that they are seeking to fight for. They want that. Right? If you're in a popularity competition and that's your main objective in leadership, man, please, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. So leadership matters. It matters a great deal. The people who have the opportunity to be in a position of leadership have a great privilege, a heavy responsibility, and they have to do all in their power to make sure that they can be as effective as they can be, recognizing that they may have flaws, that they may have deficiencies, and try to pull together as capable a team as they could pull together to get thinking to get done. That's the challenge. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so glad that you could join us today. God bless you is my prayer. If he spares life, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Take care.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.